Is being a Christian easy? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Mercy, who shares how hard it is to be a Christian in Pakistan.
You know, we hear all these news stories, and in America, we can hardly even imagine the things that people are going through over there, where they're being tortured, beaten, their house is being put on fire. Yeah. They're actually having their heads chopped off in different countries. And, you know, we see these persecutions. In America, we, in a minute way, might understand it, but very small. And I know for me, the smallest, as an example, I worked in a place where it was a lawyer's office, secular place, and they told me, read whatever you want, you're at the front. So I brought in a Bible, read it. Then very next day, they said, no more reading. And so that's just a small example of a little persecution in America, but can you imagine it in other countries?
No, yeah, I had this foolish thought before when I was an atheist. I used to think that being a Christian was pretty fluffy, easy, you know? Mm-hmm. I used to think being a Christian was just kind of like, oh, you know, frolicking in the woods, you know, just something real easy, really no problems, just kind of like this cookie cutter life.
Right.
But actually being a Christian is very difficult. When I came to know Christ, I came into a point where it's like, oh my gosh, there's spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. There is this entity called the devil who I think I was serving before. Oh my gosh, now he's attacking me, you know?
Yeah.
And so we experience these things, not to the point of people in other countries, but whoever you are, you're probably experiencing these things, and these are normal. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. So in truth, though you're getting these things, we have to remember it's all worth it.
And that was Paul talking about that because he had been shipwrecked.
Right.
He went through so many hardships, being put in prison, and it was for his faith. And why did he do it? Because he knew Jesus was real.
Yeah.
Why would any of us do any of these things just to be beaten and persecuted? Because we know Jesus is real. Yeah. We know the love of God. We know that one day when we die, we will be in eternity with Him. And so that's what helps us to move forward and to deal with these things because we know the love of God. I know the peace of God like I've never known before. Before, when I was living in the world, I had no peace.
No, it's totally worth it. When you experience Christ, these persecutions seem to be just like a little bother, a little thorn. They're really not as big of a deal because Christ really is a big deal when you have Him in your life.
In comparison to eternity with Him, these persecutions are very small. And you know, Jesus even said that if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. So if you're a believer, life may not be easy, but hold on tight because God is with you. Let's hear from our next guest after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by FA79 and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. FA79 serves delicious Vietnamese pho noodle soup, along with many other authentic Vietnamese selections. They've received Denver Magazine's Top of the Town Award and were voted Best Vietnamese Restaurant by the Denver Dining Guide. Make plans now to dine at FA79, located at 781 South Federal Boulevard in Denver, or call them at 303-922-2930. That's 303-922-2930.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 real-life radio shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Mercy, and she comes from Lahore, Pakistan, where there's only 1% Christian people in that area, and her family happens to be one of them. So let's welcome to the show Mercy, and we're going to find out more about how she came to truly know the Lord and how her life was changed. Mercy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen, for having me.
Yes. So tell me about your upbringing. I know that your parents were nominal Christians and you ended up believing there was a God, but there was a lot of difficulties as you grew up. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we grew up in a Muslim neighborhood and the landlord was Muslim and things were not easy. My parents have moved from rural area into a city. City life was different. Every day we go and face the Muslims and we were always put down. We were looked down as second-class citizens. We could always see the hate in their eyes. There was no love, no compassion, no kindness.
Wow. Also, I understand that for education and different things, there was a lot of prejudice against Christians where only a certain amount could go to colleges and the Christians didn't get the precedence as the Muslim people did.
Yes, in Pakistan, in the colleges and in schools, there are only 3 seats for minorities and maybe one Christian can get 1 seat. Maybe the other 2 seats will go to other minorities like Sikhs or Hindus. And it's very difficult because on our state ID, people would know by our names if we are Christian or Muslim. The Muslim names, there will always be Muhammad. And for the Christians, it will always be James, John, or Christian names. So they would know this person is Christian. So it's always very hard to get admission in good schools and very hard to get good jobs. So Christians can never get ahead.
Did you notice anything as a little girl or as you grew up and were going to school where people were not very nice to you? Did they call you names or how did that work for you?
Well, thank God my father put us in a Christian school, which was started by British people. But there were Muslim people there and there were Muslim staff there. And it was not easy. It was not easy.
Now, you growing up in a nominal Christian home, when you say nominal, what does that look like? Is it where you just don't go to church on Sundays or you believe there's a God but don't really read the Bible? Can you explain that to me?
Yes, my father came from a Hindu background. His great-grandfathers, they were Hindus, and my mom's great-grandfathers were Muslim. And I thank God for the British missionaries who used to go on horses in those rural areas. They would go village to village and they would sow the gospel. That's how my parents, they came to know Christ. But my parents, they only knew the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. They were nominal Christians. But when they came in the city, there was a Baptist church, Bethany Church, and somebody came and my mom came to know Christ. She gave her life first and then my dad came to know Christ. And I remember growing up, my parents always took us to church, 7 siblings, every Sunday. And I knew a lot of the Bible, but I still haven't given my heart to the Lord. I have not made that personal decision. I did not have the personal relationship with Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, let me ask you this about having a personal relationship with God. You said you didn't have one. You knew that there was a God. Did you ever wonder if the Muslim God was the God, or did you ever think that there was a different way, or did you believe that Christianity was? Because I can't imagine growing up surrounded by a culture who believes in a different God than I do and not questioning, am I going the right way? Did that ever occur to you or have that thought?
I always believe in Lord Jesus Christ because our parents always took us to church. I remember all my life, if the weather was cold or if it was raining or it was hot, our parents always took us to church. Sometimes we couldn't find a bus, we couldn't find a taxi. We would all walk to church. And I thank God for my parents. And I heard that word of God growing up, but I never gave my life personally. I never did that for years, but I was 16 years old. I was in high school when this missionary came from Jordan. His name was Bachet Patarsid, and he was sharing the word of God. And at the end, he shared that this is the day if you want to give your life to the Lord. And that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I gave my life to the Lord. I answered the altar call. I went in the front and gave my life. And later, I was baptized, and I joined a Bible study group.
Wow.
And I had so much hunger to hear more and more and more every day from the Word of God.
Wow. What was the difference then between having a religion or growing up in a Christian home versus you started to change in the sense that you received Jesus in your heart, knowing Him and receiving Him? What was the difference? Did you feel different personally, emotionally, mentally?
Yes, it was a difference like night and day.
Wow.
I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in my heart. It was like something was ignited in my heart. I started trusting God. I started looking up to Him every day. And I always had this peace and joy, so much joy. And when I would go to school, I would purposely walk back so I could give tracts to other people, so other people can also come to know the same God.
Mm. And, you know, it seems like it would be pretty scary living in Pakistan to give out tracts and to proclaim your faith in Jesus, to even have a name that's not a Muslim name. Did that even concern you at all, or were you ready to die for your faith?
Oh, I was not afraid at all. Up to this day, I go to Pakistan, I'm never afraid, because I know to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Amen.
Never afraid. And I always knew that my Lord Jesus Christ, believing in Him, He is the true God.
That is so good. And there are people listening right now, Mercy, who don't know if He's the way. They may not have ever even heard of Jesus, or maybe they grew up in a Christian home but never really received Jesus for their own lives. And we're going to pray for them that God would make Himself real and known to them, and that they would know Jesus is the way. And so we're going to pray for our listeners right now. And we want to thank you for sharing with us what God has done in your life and how you came from a country where it was 1%, but yet you chose Jesus regardless of being afraid of losing your life. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your testimony.
Thank you for having me, Catherine. God bless you.
You know, I think this is a perfect example to show how Christ really penetrates areas that Christianity is really next to nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's times where we can think that religions or people's faith is only based upon their environment. Mm. That, you know, that's a Christian society, so everyone's Christian. But here we're hearing not only having faith in Christ, but having a great, wonderful relationship with Christ, as Mercy is showing, in the midst of persecution, of being belittled and being persecuted and just treated as less.
Right.
And I know what she's talking about, because I remember traveling, and when I would travel, certain faith groups would look down upon me because I was a Christian.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was different. And so, Father, right now, I'm praying, Lord God, for those who might be saying, you know, that's me. I'm in an area of my life. I live in a spot where there are no Christians. And I'm struggling to have faith in Jesus Christ. But my friend, it's not just trying to do it, but it's walking into a real relationship with Jesus Christ. So Jesus, we take a moment and say, Jesus, we want You, the real You, to come into our lives so we can walk with You, so we can know You. And so we could say what Mercy said, that to live is Christ and to die is gain. Father, we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. We receive You, we believe in You, and we want to walk with You. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.